Oh, I see him now.
It's late afternoon, and students at Sarah's Hope Homeless Shelter head for the snack table as they file in from various schools.
You want a sandwich? Yes, sir.
Among them is 10-year-old Ja'Cora Franklin. Shelter officials say Ja'Cora misses school a lot. Sometimes it's because her bus doesn't show up, sometimes she's sick, and other times she just doesn't feel like going, partly because she gets teased for being homeless.
It's like you don't know what to do. Like when people say, like, oh, I have a home, but you don't, that's why you live in a shelter. And sometimes I just ignore it and just say, well, I know where I live, but I would just wish people would stay in their own business instead of trying to get in other people's business.
Being homeless is just one of the many reasons students are chronically absent. Robert Balfance, a researcher at Johns Hopkins University's Center for the Social Organization of Schools, says many students fall in that category because they lack basic things such as adequate clothing, or they have family responsibilities that interfere with school.
The one parent is working. It often then falls on the 12 or 13-year-old kid to make sure that grandparent, aunt, uncle is getting their diabetes shot or something like that. There's a lot of sibling care. The 12, 13, 14-year-old have to make sure their younger siblings get to school. And by the time they get them to school, they're late for their school. And then they may or may not want to face that hassle.
In Maryland, students who miss 20 or more days a year are considered chronically absent. Statewide, more than 11% of public school students fall in that category. But the number jumps to nearly 22% in Baltimore City. Balfance, co-author of the first national study on chronic absenteeism, says what's even more disturbing.
In Maryland, 61 schools have 250 more kids missing a month or more of school. It's really hard for the school to have outreach to 250 kids.
A lot of students miss school because of illnesses. They're victims of bullying. They're pregnant or have a child. They don't feel safe walking through certain areas to get to school. They're in trouble with the law. They have to work, or Balfance says.
We have to be honest, there's the don't. The kids understand that if they don't show, no one's going to notice. In the end, it's sort of exciting to go to the empty house and play Xbox with their friends or to go to the mall.
In Baltimore City, most students take public transportation to school. According to Karen Indore, the district's director of student support and safety, that's part of the problem, especially for high school students.
If you have to take 3 buses to get to school and it's rainy or it's snowing, if you are self-determined and you're 15 years old, it's much less likely that you're going to make it to school.
Janae Paul, whose children attend school on different sides of the city, says other transportation issues caused her children problems.
The buses are never guaranteed to show up on time. The bus stop from here wasn't that far, but we have to catch that bus onto the subway. Then we had to walk like 4 to 6 blocks to the school. It took 2 hours.
The reasons may vary as to why students are chronically absent from school, but Balfance says there is a common thread here.
It's largely driven by poverty. Poverty creates obstacles for kids to come to school every day. But also, there's poverty in Maryland outside of Baltimore, Prince George's County, Eastern Shore, Washington County. It's not the same level of concentration. It's not as visible. But high levels of chronic absenteeism are still ultimately driven by the conditions of poverty.
A major consequence of all of this is that Indore says students with 20 or more absences score 25 points lower in math than their classmates and 16 points lower in reading on state standardized exams.
We realize that when students are chronically absent, those students are less likely to do well on standardized testing. They also tend to be retained more often and also have a lesser chance of graduating on time or at all.
Here at Gilmore Elementary, some teachers say it is not always easy keeping chronically absent students on track. Ronald Wallace teaches fifth grade math at Gilmore and has several students who are chronically absent.
What I like to do is try to break them into different groups, and that way I can reach the students who were absent in a smaller setting, because doing it as a whole group, that's just almost a recipe for disaster. Because again, there are some students who are here every day, so to slow them down for a student who was absent isn't fair to them.
Researcher Balfance blames parents for some of the poor attendance, especially when it comes to preschool and kindergarten students. He says many parents do not think the early grades are important. That could explain why nearly 27% of pre-K students were chronically absent last year, according to a Baltimore Education Research Consortium study. Balfont says earlier absences are a worrisome trend.
Kids that are chronically absent in kindergarten and first grade have considerably lower reading scores by third grade. Students who are chronically absent in sixth grade have considerably higher odds of dropping out of high school. Students who are chronically absent in 10th grade have significantly lower odds of enrolling in college.
A major problem in finding solutions is that Maryland is one of only six states that actually track chronic absenteeism. Balfont described Baltimore as a leader on the issue.
Baltimore, to its credit, has really made major efforts to address this. But nationally, in many cities and many states, it's not even recognized that it's an issue. 5 years ago, Baltimore was one of the first cities that actually formed a collaboration between the mayor's office and the school district and a bunch of nonprofits and actually built a work group to study this and understand what the problem was, what the issues were, and to develop a response to it.
As part of that response, the mayor's office initiated a campaign that rewarded schools with the highest pre-K and kindergarten attendance rates. Also, Endora says, officials from 32 schools spent the summer identifying attendance barriers and developed individual plans to make their schools more welcoming to students.
We did a deep dive into how to improve the school climates in those schools. And what we've seen is an improved attendance in those schools across the board. If the school is a place where everyone wants to be, everybody tends to get there, no matter what the barriers are.
Endora says officials from 32 additional schools will go through the same process this summer as part of the district's continuing efforts to reduce chronic absenteeism. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.